So it's basic education needs on Tuesday morning. As I indicated earlier, Member Gina as well as Member Makubele, that we are also, I literally only flew in last night, and I assumed when I got the message this was one which was in fact scheduled for this morning. The WIP indicated this morning to me about the concern of basic education and higher education and training. I then indicated, wasn't it picked up last week already? And now Anele, as the secretary to the committee, say that if you remember the initial list of dates that were given, in fact a month ago, it was on there. And the reason why there was the urgency related to the fact that there was a week, if members can remember, there was a circular that was sent out by the programming office of Parliament saying that everything must be done by this week. And therefore, and essentially before it goes to Parliament, there needs to be 2 or 3 days, so we're already like a day thereafter, that it's supposed to be with the programming office. This matter is therefore scheduled for Thursday, and hence we had to ensure that there is a quorum for this meeting. So if there was inconvenience of other members, because I also do know that I think Member Khadebe is in a public hearing of energy, I indicated that they should ask him to come. But hopefully, for example, but at least now we are curated. The WIP is in strategy session currently, and she'll be here in the next few minutes. Members in front of us, also just from my side, I would assume already you were welcomed into our committee. Mr. Andriket from the West Asian, also welcome to the committee. You were here last week. Ah, okay, fine. So let me then the first. This committee generally are able to meet when supposed to. We try and avoid meetings on the irregular period or to call urgent meetings, because we all know that every member here has so many other responsibilities. So we're quite sensitive at that level. We were able to, with the 2 members in the committee, the previous members that's been replaced, we were able to work collectively and try and raise issues through debate and appreciating obviously also the different stances of political parties, and deal with it then sharply where required, but generally trying and find coherence in engagement and debate. So welcome to the committee, and if there's anything in terms of old processes and information and wanting to come on and speak, feel free to speak to the secretary. We would have, I think, a first 6 months report. I think it would be relevant to give that to you, because that will give you a glimpse of some of the issues. Under that, there's a lot of other issues, but you will, as we've learned, you'll be able to acquaint yourself. The members' list, also last week you've gone through the B list, clause by clause, and then there were just certain areas that for the A-list amendment to be reflected on. So we will go straight into that process. This obviously is also new for, in particular, myself, this technical process. And if there is anything that technically, legalistically, I will not deal with the state where I was going to so indicate. Let's now move to Zion Education Laws Amendment Bill, B24B, and if you then look at the A list to that, if you open that page 2 of the, it says Portfolio Committee Amendment to our Education Laws Amendment Bill. It's a 3-pager that will be in front of you. On page 2 it will say, which members got that now? No, that is the Bila. Your Bila, Ms. Mishwana, there's 24B, and then there's a separate one that will say on that first page, it will read at the bottom B24A, which is the A list amendment. You've got that? And on page 2 of that document, it reads amendment agreed to Higher Education Laws Amendment Bill, point 1, source 3, on page 3. Then you open page 3 on the B list. You can then open page 3 on the B list. And then you will, on page 3 from line 26. So if you go down to line 26, which is on the right-hand side, you see the line 5, line 10, line 15, line 20, line 25, and then line 26, line 25 would read, qualifications registers on NQF. Line 26 would read 65B, and then between brackets, point 1. That members are then being replaced by the amendment on the separate page, which would read, one, no person may offer award or concern when it goes to NQF. Members got that? Can we so agree? This is obviously the work that was done last week, and then just replacing that with what you were advised. Remember some of the lessons you have? Okay. No. The copies are here, so. No, but go in. Just give them the copy. It's on page 2. Okay, so what we are advising that in the amendment agreed to, that clause replaces the one in the B list. Members, can we so move? Member Nelson, so move. Is there any seconder for that? Member Shwana. So then that settles that particular piece of legislation, that's all. So can we then put that aside, Member? Thanks for that. Can we now go to 25, B25? This is the Skills Development Levies Amendment Bill. There is no A list amendment for that, because members in the last committee, or right through the process, this was generally understood that we're not dealing here with the financial processing and the depth of or the substance of the matter. We're simply dealing with some of those definitional changes. Members, so there is no amendments to this particular one. Can we so agree? Yep. The Skills Development Levies Amendment Bill, B25. Okay. Then the very last one is B26, the B list. We are dealing here with the Higher Education and Training Laws Amendment Bill, and there is a list of amendment. In front of you, again, it's a three-pager, which deals only with one clause, one or two clauses. Members got that in front of them? Know that this is not normally a time for the higher education and training meeting. We did request the members to in fact come because there is a bill in front of us. As you know that the schedule for Parliament has been pushed so that we end specifically this week. And this was then on the agenda. And specifically for members in other committees, I think we indicated that apology. But the secretary is also indicating that at least the original time frame, it was also on as agreed by the program office of Parliament. So, and we're supposed to deal with it on Thursday. Members, the very last piece of legislation then is, and I will just, is 26B, the Higher Education and Training Laws Amendment Bill. For the members that just arrived, and we're dealing with an A-list amendment, which is a three-pager with the only substantial point on page two, the clause changes. Can I continue? Members, you've got it. The new members are just arrived. Thanks. On page 3 in the original, in the B list, on page 3, in line 8, on page 3 in line 8, 26B. You've got it? Okay. On page 3 in line 8, that we should omit 2009 and to substitute 2008. Is that right? It seems to me that was discussed also last week. Can we so agree? Okay. Members are saying that's fine. Then, clause 12, on page 18 of the B list, on page 18 of the B list, from line 20, and you'll see the line 20 says, point 1, the minister may prescribe minimum norms and standards. To omit subsection 1 and to substitute it with that subsection, the new amended one. And it is underlying sections leading to qualifications within the sub-framework for general and further education and training contemplated in section 7A, read with section 13.1H of the NQF. Members comfortable? Was it as you've discussed it last week? Fine. And then the very last one on that page is clause 13 on page 18 in line 32. I really just to omit 12 and to substitute 13, which is already correctly done here in the poll, in the section B poll. So that we need to do. Remember that completes the 26B with its amendment. Let me now just read out what we're supposed to sign to Parliament. A report of the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education and Training on the Higher Education and Training Laws Amendment Bill, B26 of 2010, National Assembly, Section 76, dated 14 September 2010. The Portfolio Committee on Higher Education and Training, having considered the subject of Higher Education and Training Laws Amendment Bill of Bill 26 of 2010, referred to it and classified by the joint tagging mechanism as a Section 76 bill, reports to the bill with amendments B26A of 2010, signed by myself. Can we agree on that? We've got the agreement on that. Thank you, members. Then the second one to read out. Report of the PC on Higher Education and Training on the Higher Education Laws Amendment Bill B24 of 2010, National Assembly Section 75, dated 14 September 2010. The PC, having considered the subject of the Higher Education Laws Amendment Bill, Bill 24 of 2010, referred to it and classified by the joint tagging mechanism as a Section 75 bill, reported the bill with amendments on the 24A list of 2010. So we agreed. Thank you, members. The very last one. Report of the PC on the Skills Development Levies Amendment Bill, 25 of 10, National Assembly, Section 75, dated on this day, 14 September. The PC, having considered the subject of the Skills Development Levies Amendment Bill, B25 of 2010, referred to it and classified by the joint tagging mechanism as a Section 75 bill, reported the bill without amendment. So agreed. Thank you, members. That then dispense with the issues of the legislation, the draft bills, and the process now will be that it, through the programming office, it will be debated on Thursday. Do we have any information currently, or does it go through the rough in terms of just the numbers of speakers and all of those things? Okay. So through our, obviously, what's in the various parties, we will get the information, and the relevant members will be able to deal with this matter. Then, members, just Anela has given out, it seems to me, also the, was it only given out today? The minutes. So you've received the draft minutes, members, of the 25th of August. It was essentially that interesting meeting, if members can recall, by the insurance teacher. And I'm saying interesting because I think the deputy, I think the COO, the chief operating officer, in that meeting indicated that transformation wasn't really their matter. And if you can remember that discussion, and we had to ask the department, they agreed with that. But that's essentially just minutes of that meeting. And we had quite a few members not there, so literally just three or four of us that are able to indicate if we agree with this minute. Emma Nelson, did you actually look at this? Okay. Can you just look at it? I think really, literally the follow-up issues are the issues. the conclusion, I think just to refresh you on the conclusion, it was clear from the presentation that INSEAD had serious challenges in terms of developing young, emerging countries, addressing the issue of transformation within the sector, inadequate rural development strategy, and the lack of a developmental approach for small companies. The committee was surprised to hear that INSEAD did not keep BEE status records of providers, and that discretionary grants were only awarded to big companies. I think it one should pay monthly. I don't think it was exclusive. So that word only just to change it to mostly awarded to. There was little mention by INSEAD with regard to RTL. You also see it coming through the recommendation that there was a clear plan that they're supposed to lay out. The main concern of the committee was that the strategy were not properly adhered to the NSDS 2. As a result, INSEAD has not been proactive towards the development of smaller companies in the less transformed sector. INSEAD was requested to consider the issue raised by the committee seriously and to review the strategy towards transformation and the development of the insurance sector. That's the concluding section. Members, can we show those that were in fact there? And I'm looking specifically now at Member Nelson, Makubele, and Mashwana. Okay, we will just follow up and ask the committee secretary just to see of all of them that were supposed to actually submit, just to put a package of everything together, even if it was given out as a full package. Welcome, Member Kavai. I did indicate our discussion this morning and also your apology and indicate the issues about the confusion. But safe to say that the secretary of the committee did say that it was after the initial program Office of Parliament indicated that there's a week earlier everything needs to be concluded, that there was original draft dates, like at least 3-4 weeks ago to all of us, that indicated this. Also, so it wasn't as if it was only done yesterday. So just to clarify that one. Can we? I think I'm just looking at two members in this case. You still want to read through it, Mishwana? Yeah. Generally, there's no. I mean, like, there's most probably can. More emphasis of matter, but this is for general the issue. Matubela?
I agree. I think on the conclusion part, I think you mentioned that we needed to change only for more, so that it is not like Lara Cruising when we don't have the company. And on the last, that very sentence, there was little mention, not mention, you can just say.
There was no mention.
The one that follows that.
Yeah.
Says there was little mention.
Oh, okay.
So just a little mention.
Oh, not mention.
Yeah. And the last sentence, you will see there are two ends, just about the clearing or cleansing, that is not necessarily
okay.
The content issue.
So just checking the spelling.
Yeah.
And correcting that. Members, can we then we still agree on that first minute? The last. The last matter really would be the secretary has given. We don't need to discuss this now. But members, the secretary has given you a draft program. I think it was only given out this morning, so we can't really look into it. But there is a draft program of the PC for the last. Term, which is the fourth term, and I'm urging members to reflect on this. We will do again. We're going to ask the secretary and the support, which is both the research and the advisor, to also pull together this term of the critical issues that we've dealt with just before that, and that we'll table that at the first meeting of the new term, and then we'll complete. Remember that there's a lot of annual reports in the next session. That's mostly going to be our focus of the various bodies. But we don't need to look at the details of this now. But if you have input, just pass it on to the secretary, and he will advise on this with myself. Member Kubai?
Okay. I think I'll do the same. I just wanted to say, can't we find a way of oversight? This is, I think it's not done that part of our responsibility as a committee. And I see now the fourth term is not done much of oversight. I would appreciate if the committee can come together with the respect. Can we get some oversight now?
You mean for August we didn't really do?
This term we didn't.
Yeah.
So if you can have two terms again without anything,
yeah.
I think it's a good problematic.
So I think there's an agreement on that we should just refine and, in a sense, just reflect on the areas that we indicated for oversight was important and just pull that up. Understanding that there is an annual report plus this. Member McCarthy?
Yes, thank you, sir. Yes, I expect that now that you're talking about us as members, this is a good problem. I would really like to propose that it would be possible for the leadership of this committee to also be able to maybe to have two individuals, our oversight. We can
I think that's critical. Safe to say there is one, if we need to call it an Imbizo, or at some stage we had a debate on a skilled Indaba, that's one that we had to in fact have. So I think we are speaking about two, and I suspect then the skilled Indaba would be one of those two, and then the other area we then need just to consider. And then we need to find a way, members, of dealing with all these CETAs in its annual report, because it's literally every CETA's got an annual report and they need to present it. So we're going to have to block out 3-4 days from the morning till very late and deal with each one. The good thing is now that we've now got a grasp of each one. A lot of the questions that we've posed dealt with some of the analysis out of their reporting. And most probably that will help to shorten the period of engagement on them in the month of October. But I'm noting too, and on this matter still, in Macabella.
On the program issue, there's just one issue that I think we may need to have a clear understanding as the committee. The major or major process of the institution, via educational institution. When we did the oversight the other time, or outreach program, we got glossy reports about how the dream was. A month thereafter, the department or the ministry as well mentioned several interventions on the very universities that went and giving or painting another picture. So I just have a sense that perhaps we don't seem to be so sure what is going on. And it just helps as well that over and above some aspects that are going well, which they mostly report on, there may be deep-seated issues that we must get to understand, which are a reflection or somewhat consequences of the emerging process that actually happened. I just have a sense that we may need to go deeper into that particular issue. You may just think about it, how we could then approach it and what exactly where we may get to achieve what we want to get from those processes.
Do you have any advice on the matter? Just in terms of how do you think we should actually deal with it? Because the issue is tax. It's a real issue.
What I think should can happen, perhaps we may just look at the real questions and convene them either in one place, get them to talk on these issues. We can allow each one of them to present on the main issues that involve the matter. Because some of them don't report on the actual terms of reference and the mandate they have. And they decide to be superficial about it. And I'm not concerned more about whether the salaries, the parity in that, and so on and so on. But just many other things that informed the measure, you know, which they don't necessarily tell us about.
So, members, let us deal with this issue quickly. But we agreement on the previous matter around that we should time frame also the notion of the imbezos, in whatever way, wording, shape, etc., that can still be debated. So I think that's the point. And it doesn't take away the possibility, in line with an oversight visit, as part of the oversight day or 2 days, that then becomes part of it. We'll be able to bring that together. And we get agreement on that. Then on this particular matter, is there any member that wants to speak on this issue now? Member Mushwana? On the merger, the point of Member Makibena?
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. Actually, I may be a little bit going a little bit different, but I'm trying to talk on the same issue. I don't see how we give the students in the program the students much opportunity, because the reason why after visit and getting the dozy report, we end up being told that the reality is not like that, because we end up speaking with students later. I don't know how it can fit. Of course, you want me to come with a solution,
yeah,
because I'm asking here. But I would like us to somehow make room for us to be briefed by the students. I don't know how we can put it here.
No, I think you're absolutely right. That issue we've discussed. I think we've said that we've got it is in our program, but it's at the end, as you say. We need to pull it up very early if we have that oversight visit. So I think that point stands, and it's a correct point to say, review the day. If we, for example, visit an institution, just review the day in terms of getting the students' bodies to speak earlier and not later. So we're comfortable with that. Can I advise members on the issue of the merger? Shouldn't we, because the one thing that we've picked up, if you actually look at the last 3 months, some of the problems that's there, it relates to previously disadvantaged institutions that either were affected by the merger or not necessarily affected by the merger. If you look at KZN, Gauteng, Western Cape, etc., you've picked up some Limpopo. We had a bit of a serious problem as well. So my advice would be that, in line with what Member Makubele is throwing out, let's get a high-level report through our committee team, analysis one. Let's get the department to give a snapshot overview of it, and let's have a specific engagement, not with all the rectors or the vice chancellors of every institution, but of the last 3 or 4 months where we've picked up the serious problems. And let's actually invite the vice chancellors or their representatives to a particular engagement in the new term on this matter. I wonder, Member Makubele, would that somehow, in terms of between what you are saying and between what I'm suggesting, most probably reflect to a programmatic process?
To some degree, you mentioned this, but what will then miss out on that will be that those who are doing well, they may not be able to share with the other to think this is how we have done, so that there's some best practice to think where there could be critical problems, where these other people are not, unless if almost all of them are not really succeeding on most of those issues that are problematic. All I'm saying is you go to an institution, they tell you things are fine. 2-3 weeks or so, the department says we have put an administrator. You know, surely there should be other issues in that institution. But I agree that we can actually have most of those who are affected coming. But perhaps we need to also learn on some aspects from those who seem to be doing well, if there are, to then say, this is how we have gone through this kind of a thing. We have difficulties, but we manage them.
But if you can remember the one, the visit in Gauteng said, we are doing well. The department's document said, we are doing well. And a few weeks thereafter, it turned out not well. So I think it's also, what do we mean by doing well when we are saying there's So the trick is, how do we actually get to the fact of those ones that are problematic? Because we are getting information that then speaks that it's not necessarily in every visit that we had, but in most of the visits. On this particular point.
Okay. Thanks, sir. I think you're correctly articulating the way things are. And the challenge for the committee would be to going beyond the report that we receive. And even this sort of superficial presentations that you are getting. So the challenge is to go to deeper issues, deeper details, so that we are able to unravel what is there. Going there to speak, for example, with institutions for a 30 minutes, 1 hour, does not seem to prove. If we are to go say that we define what is to be reported to us, for example, we define a template or we define a format of a report to say, institution, so if it's TUT, for example, that we went, it was good, and then later realized that things are not as rosy as we were told. We define to say this is what they must report on. And if we go there, we literally spend a day. If it means for this particular time, we take, maybe for example, 3 institutions, but we do a thorough work of analysis, stakeholder engagement, your council members, your unions, your students, management, literally assessing it by it and correlating. And later saying, these are our findings as portfolio committee, to them as stakeholders within that institution, and later to the department. I think it should be somehow a start in terms of the work that we can do, especially on the matter.
This one is a problem that ties the point, so it starts to give us direction in terms of taking it forward. Fortunately, I don't need to take it off because let's go bang. I'm just going to see what
higher education committing, you know, made commitments in his program or mandate on higher education that you will establish 2 universities, I think one is in Mpumalanga. And I would like to make a proposal from this portfolio committee chair to say, is it possible, chair, as the chairperson, maybe to invite the minister and actually communicate through the portfolio committee in terms of those, I would call it promises, but not AMC promises, government commitment to tell us maybe how far and if they are still preparing. What are the preparations so that by the time we go to local government, at least we know in our constituencies that there will be some movement.
Special
cases. Yeah, special cases.
Member Khadeva, thank you, and thanks for coming for this 45 minutes so that we could have just dealt with them all.
Would the question of mentors include LPP?
Not on this one. Not on this one, but we will be able to, you wanted to advise us. Can we just deal with the issue that was presented by Honourable Member McGarvey? So what we are hearing is that on the commitment made in the budget speech, in particular the two institutions, and any other related matters between the president of the country that was presented and the Minister of Higher Education and Training on the commitment, that we get a progress report, including that it's including in terms of where the process are, but also the time framing of it. Now, my advice would be that we, in fact, then ask for the department through the secretary to, in fact, ensure that we get for the next term, at least somewhere in mid-October, that we get just a status report on those matters. That doesn't mean they'll immediately present it on that day, but that means then we'll have it, and then we then can do an analysis first, and then convene the department on the matter, more to the end of October. That's what or beginning of November, that's what I'm hearing, how we can time frame and process it. And then you've got that. Shana?
I was just asking, sir, whether when we talk about measures, will that include FETs?
Not on this matter.
Not on...
No.
Because I remember when there was this recapitulation of FETs, we did go to China, to see how recapitulation was taking place. Was setting up there.
On the recap on
FETs? Yes, on
the
FETs. No, on FETs.
Okay.
I wonder when that will be going back.
Unfortunately, one of our members are out now, so I think the issue of recap will not be on this issue on FETs. It's not the point that we are dealing with. Members, I think that concludes.
I think let's not stress very much in the meeting here on the major thing. We can just have the planning committee, whichever way you can put together, who could try and see, imagine the two approaches, and that finally for us to have clear things what we want to achieve out of that.
Okay, so we'll take it forward with the WIP and look at the one or two members that can be part of that exercise for that analysis report. Members, there are no meeting tomorrow. That's my understanding in terms of our program. No, I'm saying tomorrow in terms of our normal slot. And there's no meeting tomorrow, and then on Thursday we are debating. We will get the information also through the other parties on Thursday, no?
The bill is the legislation is being debated for 70 minutes allocated time inside the house. 70 for the three of them combined together. The debate on the legislation on higher education will be for 70 minutes. All the three of them combined together. So overall discussion time would be 70 minutes.
When?
Thursday. This Thursday, the 16th.
Okay, thanks so much, members. The meeting is just...